I killed a girl because she stole my guy. Told her I would, now bitch knows I don't lie. I killed a girl, I killed a girl.
She killed a girl, oh yeah she did. She killed a girl, she killed a girl, oh yeah she did.
He walked in, I called dibs. She fucked up, she dies, he lives. I killed a girl, I killed a girl because she stole my guy. Told her I would, now bitch knows I don't lie. I killed a girl, I killed a girl.
She killed a girl, oh yes she did. She killed a girl, she killed a girl, oh yes she did it.
They were kissing, I stabbed that horse, grabbed him to me, we did it by the course. I killed a girl, I killed a girl, I killed a girl.
Holy shit.
Hello, welcome to FCC Free Radio, the place where no one's listening. Anyway, today we're doing our technology show. Right now, we're going to do a little bit of we're doing fashion first, right? We decided.
Well, what we're doing is a review of the decade.
A review of the decade. This is Lily Cat here, and I'm with John Bouvier, who is an expert on all things.
Well, not really. He's an expert on sleepy.
Sleepy. We're going to talk about the decade that just passed us, because now we're in 2010. And yeah, what I printed off the internet, we're going to do a sort of review, and we're going to start with the worst fashions of the thing. Hey, and if you happen to be somehow magically listening to us, you could call us here at 415-513-5239 and tell us what you thought the worst fucking fashion ideas of the last decade were.
And, you know, anything else that might have grabbed your attention on any category in 2000 to 2010. You know, it could be fashion, could be technology, could be sexual mores, it could be politics, could be anything like that. Whatever you think is something the most mentionable. And again, if you're magically listening to this, the studio line is 415-513-5239.
So you could call us. You could. Okay. So I printed off some stuff from the internet about what they said the worst fashions were, and here they are. Harem pants. Do you remember harem pants coming back?
Well, the whole retro 80s thing came back and brought some 70s with it and some other crap that I didn't remember being in the 80s. It's basically like pirate Barbarella meets leggings and Ugg boots.
Which they complain about later, Ugg boots. I'm sorry, I hate those. Do you hate those?
Well, you know, they were cool in the sense that if you were in a ski resort and you were wearing them after you went skiing, that's great, because they were basically offshoots of what liners used to be for ski boots, and that's what they're made from. But when you start seeing people walking around, you know, as a fashion high point, the funny thing is what your paper says is about, it's all this stuff that reverts back to Jersey, yeah, and a certain number of celebrity, you know, B-listers that would use this stuff, and then and people would pick up on it, and then the whole trend monsters would re-churn it at MTV and everything like that. And
all of a sudden Britney Spears or Paris Hilton goes running in her cut off shorts and t-shirt with the Ugg boots someplace, and everyone's like, oh my god, that's so hot. It's like, no, she's running around in her slippers. And
yeah, they're house boots.
Boots, yeah.
It's just like when that whole I forget what the whole volleyball team that won the NCAA finals went to the White House in celebration, I guess when Bush was in town still, and they all wore flip flops to the White House, but they were fashionable flip flops. It's like, what
the fucking hell? Yeah,
Well, yeah, there's going to be some quorum, you know, at different levels of society, you don't wear, you know, a tux to a... Well, you could wear a tux to a punk rock show. That'd be kind of punk rock.
I would. Oh my God, you could with a scully tie or...
Yeah, exactly.
Something fucked up, or one of the fucked up tuxes.
Well, see, I guess, you know, the crossover perfectly is the whole steampunk movement, where you dress up as Jules Verne, but you're actually dressing up for once.
Yeah.
I mean, at least they're making an effort to dress up. I know it's in a costume form, but, you know, and they wax their mustache.
Yeah, you don't ever... watch that show on, what is it, What Not to Wear or something like that. Those, like, makeover people, ugly people.
I'm cable free.
Oh, well, God. It's one of those things where they take people that are dressing hella tacky and they sort of make them over.
Into they, even tackier devices?
No, like, they make them over to just, like, every other person who shops in the mall. But, yeah.
Like, well, they attack people in the mall and then redo them?
Just sort like, of something
like
that.
They mind their own business?
Their friends, like, nominate them.
Like, oh, because really they're so bad.
Beat the shit out of your family, yeah.
Well, it's like the mom that hasn't had a makeover since she had the first kid in 1984.
Exactly, something like that. Or the person that comes to work every day in the flip flops and the ripped jeans. Wow. And
the other thing that gets me about flip flops, it's fine and dandy around the house or whatever, but you're in an urban setting like San Francisco. You're basically picking up every piece of filth that's out there. In dust form and in also whatever form as you're walking around. And then you get home, so, oh, baby, let's get hit. You want to let's touch my feet? So, no, not going to touch your feet.
Yeah, yeah.
You go wash your feet for about an hour.
No. See, on these shows, they talk about the slopification of America. Like, basically, when we're running around in nothing but, you know, sweatpants or pajama bottoms, the things that are basically slippers are beachwear. Out, you know, other places. That's sort of like, what the hell's wrong with you people? Did you not care to get dressed up enough to leave your house?
What was Mike Judge's movie, Idiocracy?
I don't know that one.
It was the movie that he made that didn't get panned, kind of. It's one of the Wilson brothers, I think, was in it. And he came back. He was, an experiment for, not time travel, but for preserving somebody and coming out in the future. Oh. In like a cocoon or in a coffin or something like that. And he came out, and he was the smartest person on Earth at that point because everybody had been dumbed down so long by, you know, corporations, and everyone was obese, and there was piles of trash everywhere. And he, the president was dressed in a wife beater shorts and some flip flops, and it was like that was high fashion.
See, that's, you know, that's wrong, people. That's just wrong. So Uggs, get rid of them. Juicy tracksuits. I don't care if it's a designer tracksuit. You exercise in those things or you hang around the house. You don't go out in a tracksuit.
Well, another thing about Jersey that brought fashion into us. And also the thing that really disturbs me, and I'm not one to talk about fashion. It's just a personal choice issue. If you're 50 and you've had some really bad plastic surgery, and you're out there trying to pick up on, you know, younger men or whatever, and
you're wearing a cougar,
and you're wearing something that says juicy across your ass. I don't know if that's really going to bring in the guys like you're thinking it is. And also the other one, it's the girl that's young wearing the trek outfit, and she's like 8.5 months pregnant, really not working for you.
Yeah, you don't need to advertise juicy at that point. Somebody already knows you're juicy, honey.
Yeah.
That got me...
On guys, dude, you got to let go of the tight jean look. Okay, please. Guys, there's like 3 people that can wear that on the planet. Yeah. You're not one of them.
Well, we were bitching a little bit before we started talking about leggings as pants. Oh, God.
Leggings, yeah. I mean, like, practically one step above... pantyhose.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I saw one girl walking down the street, and some women are really attractive and they really have a really athletic body or whatever, but still that doesn't mean that it looks like someone took a paintbrush and just painted on your outfit, and you're not wearing anything else but that as your mainstay. Try accessorizing.
Yeah. Under a skirt or a dress or, you know, something that covers up your hoo-ha, I don't think no one should see that close to your hoo-ha. To see if you have underwear or no underwear, you were talking
Leave about some imagination.
A piercing or whatever fucking, they're not pants. They're like, they're stockings, basically, people. They're stockings.
There's this great one. A girlfriend of mine was talking to me about it, and she told me what the material was. but it looks like if you skin the patent leather of a shoe and you make it into pants material. Mm-hmm. I've seen it, and I've never seen it on a woman with a quote unquote like athletic,
yeah,
or whatever build. It's always a plus size woman, and she's wearing this. It's a black patent leather pair of pants.
Yeah,
and it's got like texture to it, like they put in like it's supposed to be like a fake alligator or a fake something, but black patent leather. And I'm going, wow, and it's so form fitting that even if you had a little cellulite, it comes through the actual material. And I'm going, wow, did you really?
Yeah.
Did somebody give you the okay on the thumbs up on that on the way out the door?
It's, yeah, definitely people should dress, you know. I mean, I'm not all like going, you know, I'm not a sizes person. I mean, I have a little extra booty in other parts, places. But I mean, definitely you should like not, if you're a little, you know, you've got the rolls, you got the, you know, the, like the curves, like the curves everywhere. Like some of us do, you don't wear skin tight clothing that, you know, like that. I mean, be practical,
you know, you can wear what you want, but then don't understand, you know, don't be baffled why people might be
turned away,
you know, or you're not getting the phone numbers you think you should at the club.
Yeah, exactly.
Or if you are getting them, you're not getting real phone numbers.
Or, you know, dress up like, I know, like I wear skin tight or closer and cleavage-y stuff because my boobs are okay. But, you know, I don't think, thank you. But I wear a little bit more looser, you know, or right fitted pants because, you know, I got the booty and I got the Gucci and I got the, you know.
It just sounds like you're taking your pets up for a walk.
Booty and Poochie, come here, Booty and Poochie, come here, Booty and Poochie. Yeah.
Sit, Poochie.
Sit, Poochie. So, I mean, and here's another one that gets me. Expensive as hell, destroy denim.
Oh, I've seen that. You know, we're not talking 85, we're not talking 100. We're talking $300+ a pair of pants again, like it was 1985 again, and Guess was coming back through with their stuff. But I mean, not just destroyed. It looked like there's one that looks like someone took a weed whacker and only on one leg and went and just destroyed vertically the denim going down and skip marks down the leg.
Yeah.
And I saw that in the store. And I've seen people wearing that, and those are $275 pair of pants.
Yeah. You see, okay, here's a fashion tip for you people. Hi. You know, you can go to any thrift store and thing. I know here in San Francisco, there's Out of the Closet where you can get buck pants now and then. Get a few of those, wear them a few times, play with them rough, wash them a few times. They will do that on their own. Because I have pants that, yeah, everyone's like, oh my God, that's so fucking cool. I love the way it's distressed and torn. I'm like going, yeah, I did that because I got used pants and I wore them a few times really rough and washed them. And now I got really cut looking, torn, trashed out pants because I trashed them myself, damn it.
Yeah.
That's how that should be done.
It's cheaper.
It is cheaper. It's cheaper, and it's more like, well, those are my trash marks, you know. You can say, I know where that rip occurred, damn it.
I know there's some trends that are really, you know, there's always something in fashion. But it's just like when you take it to extreme where you literally are being sucked into the whole mindset that you have to be seasonal.
Oh.
With your clothing, with your furniture and accessories at home, no matter what it is, there's something they mentioned there about the whole hobo look. That
was one of those little Olsen twin bitches.
Yeah, but I mean, that took on. I mean, I can see the hobo bag. I mean, certain like bags or whatever. But I still can't understand how people are paying hundreds to thousands of dollars for their actual bag themselves. I mean, I can understand it because people collect anything.
Yeah.
I mean, from Star Wars dolls to bags to, you know, people put coins, whatever. But when you're talking about that much and you go out and to have more money in the bag than actually what you're carrying in the bag in your wallet.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem, but it's the whole country. It's all about consumerism.
Yeah,
you know, it's about being, you know, the number one thing about propaganda is, you know, you have to purchase and buy because you're not right, and you have to be able to make it right by purchasing. And
I mean, I like shopping. I like things. I can say that, and you know, but you got to know what you're doing. I mean, you got to just not follow the trends mindlessly. And a hobo chic also brought us. I don't know if you've ever heard the game, homeless or hipster.
Or you can't decide whether or not someone is walking down the street and they're homeless or not.
Or a hipster. Yeah. because they're wearing the hobo chic thing to the extent where, like, that could be a fashion statement, or that could be that's all they fucking have to wear. And hobo chic a lot of times does look homeless.
Yeah, well, especially with guys, yeah. Because the women, you can pretty much tell it's they're not. But the guys are going to have that whole, you know, Grizzly Adams, if they can grow a beard, because
yeah.
They're usually in their early 20s, it's usually that look. They're wearing tight jeans, but they're oily or greasy looking. And they're not, it's not just they haven't prepared their hair or whatever. It just looks like, even if they're wearing material like hair treatment or, you know, like, what yeah. was it, hair, like gels or other things like that, it makes it look like they haven't showered in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And the only time, and it's even harder because they'll be on their cell phone, but they'll be on like an earpiece or something, so you can't see them actually talking on the cell phone, so they look like they're crazed and homeless, and then you realize when they walk in Delfina that they're actually have hipsters. Some money. Yeah, and hipsters.
Goddamn hipsters. Yeah, that's also what they complain about, the whole hipster look here. The ironic hipster fashion. Granny glasses, mustaches, acid watch jeans, plaid
acid wash. I mean, I see guys in the tight ass acid wash. I'm like, what are you thinking? I mean,
it because ain't that decade, baby. It ain't that decade.
It's
yeah.
I mean, there's things that were ugly then, ugly now. Now, if you're getting somebody that they're kind of sassy and they're attractive, and they're wearing kind of like a playful kind of sexy outfit, and they've got like those the stretch socks, like the rainbow stretch socks, and they're wearing something that's kind of cute, that's fine. But, you know, that's playful, and they're playing with what's there, and they're probably nice people. But if they're out there and, you know, it looks like they just got hit upside the head with a bad 80s club.
Yeah.
It's
bad. And they do. They actually had, they talked about the 80s being out, like, you know, people, you know, let's get rid of this, the worst fashion thing. Anytime you're looking like you came out of Flashdance, you're just wrong.
Well, if you want to, you know.
Leg warmers. What the fucking hell did we bring those back for?
And as a reminder, if you are listening, this is FCC Free Radio.
Oh, yeah.
FCCFreeRadio.com. And the studio line is 415-513-5239. Here's the one thing I wanted to do, a crossover on technology, but it's also, it's technology meets socialization meets just proper conduct with your fellow human being when you're in public.
Yeah.
There's a whole generation that seems like they're losing the ability to understand how to deal with other people.
Oh, God.
You know, the etiquette, just plain common courtesy etiquette. I'm not talking about being some over-the-top, you know, high-hatted, you know, what was the name of the two sisters that did, you know, the etiquette columns?
Oh, there was two sisters, Miss Manners and...
Yeah, and her sister was the other one that did it. They never talked. Miss Manners and whatever the other one was.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you know, they all had that. L Magazine has their book on etiquette from way back in the 50s. You know, all the different things that you look at. If you're sitting there in a restaurant and you're with people, talk to those people. You know, there's that crotch glow that I call it in restaurants where people have their smartphones.
Glowing crotch.
And they're texting other people and pretending to pay attention to whatever is being said at the table. Mm. But sometimes I look over and there's like three or four people and they're all crotch glowing and no one's talking to each other.
Oh, wait. We have a phone call coming in. Hold on.
You want to put some music on?
Hello.
We'll be right back. my cell phone. It's so rad.
I'm not gonna listen to your stupid cell phone. Check this out.
Dude, what's that?
It's got real music on it. It's called a cassette tape.
What? How many minutes do you need with that thing?
90.
Whoa!
Don't settle for less. Don't suffer the fools. No, don't give them your allowance money. Let's shout.
Led Zeppelin roll.
Listen to disco.
A technical issue call, and we're back. But right now, what we just played for you was from the Nerf Herders, who I love because they're so fucking funny. Led Zeppelin Rules, which is sort of the you know, we've gone too far with technology song in a way, because I love that little bit about the eight track about the cassette tapes. What happened to cassette tapes? I miss them.
They're still there,
but no one plays them. Vinyl's coming back though.
I still make mixtapes for people.
Really? You do?
But they can't play it, so I have to put it on a CD.
Yeah, you know, but technology. There's another thing we could... Do you want to bitch more about fashion, or do you want to move on to technology?
No, I just want to get back to the aspect about etiquette.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Because it's been flushed down the toilet. And I shouldn't say a generation differential, but it sort of is. There's a nihilistic, self-absorbed kind of attitude that you're getting in this whole, like, the two shows that I never have watched more than 3 seconds at a time, The Hills and, like, Laguna Beach or whatever, or any of those things, it's, like, the biggest waste of human flesh that's on the planet that's being, and it's all MTV, you know, reality TV show oriented, where everyone thinks, you know, there's A-lister, B-lister, and they're all the way down to Z-listers.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, why should anyone give a flying F about any of them unless they're related to them or they work with them or whatever it might be? But that's fine. But when you're walking around and you're, let's say you're 11 and you're bitching to your parents that you don't have the newest smartphone, which I've seen and I have friends that are dealing with that with their kids, it's like, you're 11.
Yeah.
I'm your parent. I'm not your best friend. Shut the fuck up. I can say that, can I?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
doubly today, yes.
Let's curse all the fucking hell we want, God damn it.
But then you get the people that are calling themselves adults, the people that are like, you know, late teens to early 30s. Mm-hmm. And they're sitting there. What I love is I work a lot of different large events and things like that, and I see it all the time where people try to crash gates, crash the doors, or overall treat people like living crap if they go up to a ticket window, whatever it might be, where they just ignore them and expect to have an interaction with the person while they're on their cell phone, and not interacting with the person and kind of like clicking commands or whatever or throwing credit cards at
around.
Them.
Yeah, fuck yeah, that's wrong.
But then the people that try to come in and pretend that you're not there because you're on a cell phone, you know, I've done it once.
I want to say I've done that. And I feel bad about this, but to annoying homeless people that I know I do give to people now and then. I just, you know, there's some people that are really fucking aggressive about it and they're sort of annoying.
Oh, you mean panhandling?
Panhandling, yeah. The panhandlers that are like that, then I'll do, like, if I feel either that or if I feel unsafe because someone is coming and trying to be like, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby me.
Yeah, well, you're dealing with a different. That's a danger. That's That's a self protection danger.
That's and when I pull it out, and like when they're trying to get my attention, I'm like, you know, I can't hear you. I'm like, I'm playing with my technology.
Yeah, well, I can see that as.
I've got it around. I can call 911 fucking fast. Get away from me.
Yeah, but you know, 911 doesn't work as much as a taser gun right in their face. But that's another story. But you know, I think you brought up a good point. You know, you're dealing with it for possible use of protection, but a lot of these people use it as a rude tool. Or, you know, they're just
well, they don't know.
They don't know? They really don't understand how to interact with other people.
Properly? Okay. They don't know. But there is I saw like an article once about like new technology manners.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to do what you're saying about, you know, if you're doing like any sort of transaction with any salesperson or any person, you're supposed to at least, you know, go, you know, to whoever you're talking to on the phone, either like, can I call you back? Or hold on 1 second, I got to take care of this, and then move it away from your phone and deal with the person.
Right. But the most dangerous thing now is that people, even though it's illegal now, both texting and calling and, you know,
while driving.
You know, I've seen it more than I've seen drunk drivers. I've seen people almost run over people. I've seen people go right through red lights because they're not even. And luckily, I haven't seen it. But you know, when you look at the reports from AAA, from the CHP, and from the National Transportation, they have the surveys back, and there was another one. They're stating that texting and cell phone use during driving is now worse than your average drunk driver. You're average, you know, 0.08 and above drunk driver when it comes to taking that off the road. And I've seen it. And the people get mad at you for calling them on it or flipping them off or whatever it might be. But, you know, how hard is it? I mean, and how important are most of the calls? Yeah. I mean, we've gotten really great at having convenience where it's really important sometimes for safety reasons or convenience where, like, you don't have to try to pull over and find a, you know, a phone on the side of the street.
Oh, which there is no. There's no more payphones.
Right, they're all gone. But cool. I mean, there are a lot of conveniences that we have. But you know, come on, I don't need to know that you just brushed your teeth. You know, well, it's almost as bad as, you know, getting into Twitter and Facebook and other social networking sites where you get.
I just wiped my ass.
And no, I've seen that on Facebook. You know, come on. I've seen people like an arc their entire day, you know.
Oh, Twittering. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it's like, look, I can tell. And if I'm a stalker for some of these people, they're making it really easy to be able to trace them.
Hi. Please stalk me. I'll be letting you know later where I'll be later today. And you can find me.
Right now
I'm in the studio at FCC Free Radio.
Right. But let's say, you know, I'm at blah, blah, cafe.
Yeah.
You know.
Come down and join me. Hey.
It amazes me. It's like, oh, I just had sex with blogga blogga. You know, it's like, whatever. I mean, the benefits that you see from that is, I know you put in whatever you get out, but, you know, sometimes you can get, I mean, Twitter can have some really beneficial things for quick posting and news and getting things out there like that. But for the most part, I mean, I don't need to know that you just listen to Foghat.
I mean, I know. It's like it's a good advertising promotion tool. Like, if we were Twittering right now, we could tell if we went to listen to the show.
Hey, you know, if you had that out there, if a fan base, and you had them out there, and you could be KFJC
Facebook,
does it really well.
Facebook.
You know, for tweeting, you know, certain college stations and other stuff like that will actually tweet what their playlist is during the day.
Or the shows. You know, you come to see me at this show. It's starting in the
for promotion. It might be. It's really good.
Get a free ticket at the door. Yeah.
And Facebook can be really good for keeping in touch with other people. But then you have, you know, what's the etiquette there, too? People that get extremely irate for being defriended.
Didn't you friend me, man? What the fuck? Don't you like me? Why you friend me?
No, it's defriended.
Defriended. You know, that's even harsher.
Because I'll spring clean on Facebook. You know, I shouldn't care. Pardon me, but...
Okay.
No, but, you know, you go through and it's like, the only reason that you okayed somebody is because they asked you and you might have known them in 1985 because you were a sophomore in high school or something like that. And they knew you once and got in touch with you again. And that's it.
Well, you see, okay. I mean, it's not a, like not an issue for me, but what I do every year, Christmas time occurs, I send out a Merry Christmas email to everybody in my database. I mean, I don't like just click through. I send it like to the 900 and some odd people that are in there. And every year I get like at least a couple of people back, like, take me off this list. You know, at least get one of those. And a couple of people like, who the hell are you? Do I know you? Merry Christmas to you.
That's a tiny percentage of,
And at least some of them are like, oh my God, now I remember you. And like, and some of them are like, I don't remember you, but hey, I'm sort of interested in whatever you just put in that email to me.
Yeah, and you can rekindle relationships or start up conversations that are meaningful, whatever it is. But a lot of the time, it's like, you know, especially the different games on some of these things, you know, the Mafia Wars or Farm This or Farm That. And then to find out that those companies that make these mindless little games are virtually worth, you know, $500 million, you know, for some company to come and buy them, it's just mind-boggling. But I still think it comes down to, you know, common courtesy and treating, you know, the people around you with some moniker of humanity. I mean, it's really not trying to be a prude or anything of that nature, but it's like, you know, you don't run over the old lady crossing the street because you're not paying attention, you're on the cell phone, or she's inconveniencing you by a half a millisecond.
Fuck that little old lady. She inconvenienced me half a millisecond. Oh, wait, here's another like, thing I learned from the thing on politeness thing. Okay, here's something. When you run, you're walking down the street, you're jamming to your iTunes, iPod, thingamajig, you run across a friend or a person you know, they come up to say hi to you. Do you take off both earphones, take out both earphones, just one earphone, or you leave your earphones in?
Are you just waving across the street from each other? Are you engaging in the conversation?
You're actually coming across to each other and like you're running across.
You turn it off and you take them out of your earbuds or whatever else out of your ears. Or whatever you have in your ears, and you have a conversation with the person.
Okay, see, that's the right thing. A lot of people, you know, do not disengage their music. I mean, I pull out the earplugs. It depends if I think it's going to be, if it's just a quick, you know, I'm running past you, hi, I may take out one earphone. Earplug. If it's, I know that I'm going to talk to them for a while, I take out both. You know, if it's more than just a quick, hello, I'm running off, but hi, you know, type thing. You know, I'm running late to get wherever, but hey, I acknowledge your existence.
Well, that's the other thing that I find amazing. Yeah. You know, I live in San Francisco. I live near UCSF, and it's a very busy area, both the Inner Sunset and the UCSF area. You get people, you know, professionals, tech workers, nurses, everyone and their brothers running around.
Yeah.
I'll see someone walk right in the middle of traffic because they're on they're blasting out to whatever is on their iPod or whatever device they're using, and they walk right in the middle of traffic without even looking, and it's almost like watching what was the movie, Peter Sellers' last movie, Being There?
Oh yeah,
when he walks across the lake at the very end of it because he just doesn't understand that he can't walk on water.
Yeah,
I mean it's sort of like that. They get lucky enough that one time, but Darwin doesn't win as much as he should in this society. We have a really good response healthcare, if you're especially in like a urban center like San Francisco.
Yeah.
And you get really good long-term medical care for people coming out of ICU after they get run over. I mean, I remember seeing a girl drunk off her ass from drinking and watching the Beta Breakers. And she had walked back down to Hayes Valley with her friends, walking across the street right at Hayes and Goff.
Yeah.
And she's bouncing a tennis ball. She's in the crosswalk closest to the traffic. It hits her foot and rolls out into the street. There are people coming by at 30 to 45 miles an hour. She's walking towards her tennis ball like it's a little toy and she's a doggy or a little puppy.
Oh.
And I screamed out, "Don't let Darwin win."
Yeah.
And she kind of looked up as a car goes into the other lane to go around her as she's in the first lane and almost gets run over. And she gets over and starts going for her ball again, and her friends are drunk enough but figured out, and they grabbed her and pulled her in towards that. I'm going, you know, sometimes you just wonder how some people make it through life without
somebody hitting them. Yeah, it's like
or something else.
Well, we are becoming very disconnected as a society. I mean, well, here's like some of the top gadgets they said from the decade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like three of them are like, you know, Apple, like the BlackBerry, the Apple iPhone, basically things that you can, you know, do everything from your phone type things. They had another one that was like a shiny one. They had a couple other phones that are like fancier or shinier or whatever. But it's basically, there are a lot of them where the phones that you can do everything from. Also, a lot of the things were like the virtual reality things that now in your home, like the Wii system or the PlayStation 2 were, Guitar Hero?
Well, all the video game platforms.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're multi-use platforms that for every form of, you know, entertainment.
Yeah, well, once we had Dance Dance Revolution became an exercise program for schools.
Hey, it's better than what they were doing before, which was nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and we, I mean, I'm not going to put them down, but I don't participate in, you know, that stuff because I don't want to spend money on it. And also, I'd rather go out and walk. But the Wii is actually an incredibly fun tool that's being used in a lot of the retirement homes now.
Oh, well, that's cool. I can see a good use for it. I just don't like when you see somebody that they could do that in real life. It would be better served if they actually went out and they played, or hell, if they picked up a guitar and actually tried to teach themselves how to play a guitar.
You'd think some of these kids would understand how to actually play a guitar after, but then they realize they don't because it's
all fake.
It's all fake, and it's also, you know, but I mean, you see some of the, that's the other thing we're talking about, etiquette and parents out there. Look, one, you're not your kid's best friend.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake, you have to be their parent. The word no has to be used once in a while.
No.
And if you're coming from middle to lower middle class and you can't afford to get your kid a laptop, a cell phone, a home computer, a home, you know, TV, everything for their room.
Yeah.
You know, come on. That's not a mandatory thing. That's where I'm saying the entitlement is coming up. Because all these kids see these shows, you know, they want the $300 sunglasses and they want all this other stuff. Because they see it, they don't understand where it comes from. And you get a lot of parents that have a lot of pressure there, but the parents need to say, fuck no. Want it, you work, and when you reach a certain amount in your savings, you can purchase something at this level. But you know, you teach them what it means for the worth of a dollar, and you teach them how to be able to treat other people.
Yeah.
And, you know, life isn't, God, what's a horrible one that's out now, that's on MTV now? Jersey Shores.
Oh, God.
I mean, the worst possible. I love it because all the Italian American clubs and organizations are in an uproar about it being the representation of the Italian.
Yeah.
You know what?
They did that, the Housewives of New Jersey, too. I mean, like, and they all seemed like they were mobsters on that. You know, I'm like, dude, my husband's business, we can't really talk about it, you know, but he makes us a good living, you know, a good lifestyle for us. I'm like, what the hell?
I want to see the Housewives of Boise, Idaho. I want to see that because, you know, just, or the Housewives of Billings, Montana.
I would love to see that, too.
Be kind of cool.
I would like, yeah. I mean, it's just, but that's a funny-ass show. The Housewives are like, they're rich and they're supposed to be all classy and they're like yelling at each other and they're being like, you know, wow. I'm like, oh, God, you people are fucking tacky. Who taught you manners? Like, dude, no one.
Yeah.
You know, they had the decade's best TV shows, and I guess they meant best from like a, not like what got watched the most, but what somebody was thinking.
Or critically acclaimed.
Critically acclaimed, you know, ones. Because I'm thinking, I bet some of those badass reality shows got watched more than Curb Your Enthusiasm or Weeds or Deadwood or Dexter.
That's why some of them aren't on the air anymore.
Exactly, which is sort of sad. Because some of these, I mean, like, I look at these and some of these I could see, you know, that's what's most pretty. The Office, BBC. The Jon Stewart Show Daily, and the Colbert Report. We're not really that smart people. We're not really going to watch educational TV.
It's entertainment. I mean, that's the thing, though. That's how dumbed down we are. I mean, he says it all the time. Jon Stewart says it all the time. I am not here to inform you. I'm here as an entertainment. And more people go on there because it is smart and incisive.
I feel like I learned something today.
But then is that saying that you should have known more about what today was about before you went on to the Jon Stewart show and known where the stories are coming from?
Yeah. See, I love is the VH1 Week in Reviews.
Yeah, I don't have cable again.
Yeah,
so.
You don't have cable. You kind of get love.
I mean, on E-Soup or something like that, which is supposed to be really funny as well. But
yeah.
I mean, it's entertainment, but people are using that as that's their form or their circle of
news?
Of influence of their life.
Either that or the stories on Yahoo. Like, if you go to Yahoo and what Yahoo's top stories are, that's the news you should know. And some of those stories are fucking lame ass. They're like celebrity news, or they're like...
Well, you don't understand. A lot of the time, if you have a homepage like that, your homepage and your content is going to be considered by what your input is into the use of that.
I haven't changed my homepage at all, so I don't know.
Well, sometimes the stories will be coming up if you know, like with Google, everything that is cached or stored by Google that you do.
Oh God, I'm a fucking idiot. I didn't know that.
Is going to be influenced by, you know, it's going to go into your homepage and stuff like that. I mean, it's subtle, but I mean, you're not getting anything for free on this on online. It's amazing. There's a
oh my God, I didn't know that. I feel like so stupider now.
No. I mean, no, it's okay. Want a hug? Here's a hug.
No, I'm fine.
Oh, by the way, FCCFreeRadio.com. FCCFreeRadio.com.
We're all giving you a virtual on-air hug, digital electronic hug right now, man. We're hugging you. We're hugging you tight.
And a left cheek grope.
And a left cheek grope, and we're looking for your wallet.
No, I'm just looking for the cheek. No wallet, you know.
We're not mugging you, don't worry. We're just feeling you up in a good, loving
way. But if you'd like to make a donation, you can do it at FCCFreeRadio.com.
Oh, yeah, we take money. Most probably. I mean, we don't have that really set up, but we figure out a way. If you love us enough to give us money, let this be a fundraise drive right now.
Okay, here's another etiquette question. Since we're in San Francisco,
yeah,
and a number of other large towns that you might be listening to us in have public transit, and a lot of people might use them.
Don't beat people up on public transit.
Or stab them for no reason.
Yeah.
And smell bad. Or masturbate while, you know, in the middle of the day while you're sitting
there.
Oh, I like
that, actually.
No. I've come across some really just like some guys just jerking it hard. Some homeless guy could barely find his penis in the middle of the bus. And it's like there's this big swath of open area of no one sitting around him. And it's like, just call it for what it is. It's inappropriate, dude. I don't care if you're crazed out of your mind. Put the little Johnson away back in your pocket and go find a alleyway to jerk off in. But here's the thing. Cell phones, again, use of technology. Because you're on the phone does not mean that everyone has to be on your phone call at the same time. You know, I cover my mic or my hand when I'm talking on a public transit. But there's a bear guy that was behind me, you know, typical, just stereotypical, shaved head, big beard, full beard, kind of a flannel top, jeans and boots. And he's having a conversation with either his boyfriend or a boyfriend, you know.
Yeah.
And it revolved around his prostate exam. And in loud, clear details, I got to listen to
10
minutes of that. No, it can be fun, but at the same time, really? Yeah. Really?
You see, actually, I love that shit more than the boring like conversations like, so where do you want to go do dinner? Or, oh my God. And then you went to what bar? And then what bar? Who was there? Johnny was there. Oh my God, Johnny. Oh yeah, blah, blah.
But for me, it's volume. It could be a Chinese woman. It could be a Filipino man. It could be me. A bear. It could be some hipster kid. You know, if you're so loud, and especially when the it's an electric bus or something where it's low volume. And then you're just sitting there going, holy crap. Somehow you're going to think that this is going to translate into the phone and the other person's going to hear you clear.
I don't know. I supposedly I've been told by ex-boyfriends when I get like excited, I get louder. Like we'll be at restaurants.
Okay, well.
No. Not just that way, not that excited. But like when I get really animated into a conversation, like I have one ex who like I still hang out with a fair amount. The one you've met that I bring to Writers.
Yes.
And he's like, we'll be eating at a restaurant. We'll be talking about something. I'll get really animated into the conversation. He's like, shh, use your inside voice, honey. Use your inside voice.
Huh. Yeah, that's funny. And by the way, you just brought it up. A reminder coming up this Saturday. Doors at 6:30. Show at 7:30. It's Writers with Drinks. Hosted by our very own
Charlie Anders.
At the Makeout Room at 22nd and Mission. Admission now is 5 to 7 sliding scale.
That's right. We're getting classier and more expensive, people.
Well, it's
the $2 extra that won't kill you. Trust me.
All the proceeds go to a local nonprofit, usually the Center for Sex and Culture.
Because who does not love sex and culture, man?
And the melding of the both. And also, if there's a specialty nonprofit that's looking for help at any given time, or there's an election and a really good proposition or something like that, the proceeds that we raise there through the Writer's Salon is is given to some good people. Yeah. Just like the sisters, you know, the sisters, it's amazing how many people that they help.
Oh, they're great. We love them.
Yeah. Plus, they're just delicious in their dressing.
Okay. Here's the bringing up the sisters and bringing up stuff. Okay, what we were talking about being too loud and boisterous out there. If you're going to be loud and boisterous, like the sisters are, like I am sometimes, be fucking amusing at least. I'm like telling you right now, be funny, be hilarious. At least give somebody a story they can tell their friends. I mean,
oh yeah, if you can do something, and be
I don't want to hear about your grocery list if you're screaming.
Be honest. Be honest, or be true, be fun, you know, have a purpose behind it or whatever else, or just be just outlandish but fun, not outlandish and rude, harmful or hurtful.
Don't break up with your girlfriend via the cell phone, okay. Like outside in the streets.
Etiquette, how many times have you heard this now? People breaking up by text message.
That's something you got to do in person, or at least if you're doing
on
the phone.
No, just by person. You just don't person. Break up with somebody via technology.
Oh, no.
Or
fax. I think once celebrities even, get fax.
I mean, the traditional Dear John letter would be the equivalent of a text now.
Yeah.
But you don't do that way.
Yeah, that's at least a longer thing. A text is like 150 characters. I mean, that's like, fuck off, I'm dumping you.
Or break up by changing your status on Facebook from going out or dating to single, and then putting something on your wall stating that, you know.
Sad, but I had a friend that said she found it, she was getting dumped.
Wow,
that's so fucking sad and wrong.
That's
just, you know, dude, that's just hash. Or if you're like sort of seeing somebody and you're not really serious with them yet, to find out that they've cooked up back with their old ex by their changing their status.
Or that's the other thing. It's really the only other good thing that's about a lot of this. If you're actually following people,
and we don't mean like stalking them, but following them, like,
you know, you look on there,
yeah.
Because there's two different ways to track people. So if you can do the they switched it out, and you can do just the status line feed, or you can the overall track feed, which will show everybody's everything that they're doing. If you want to find out,
fucking cares about that,
right? But I mean, if you do that every once in a while during the day, then you find out, like, it's harder to lie.
Yeah.
Because there's people that will blow people off, and then they'll put a picture up of what concert they went to blow you off. How do you lie about that?
Yeah.
You just posted it on your frickin' Facebook.
Yeah, and yeah, also, I mean, okay.
And here's something that's hilarious. It used to be the Onion Radio, but the Onion has their fake news and magazine show that's a podcast. You can go to their website or you can go to iTunes.
Right.
And they had this one incredible piece where it was like a morning show, like, you know, the Today Show or something like that. And they have the two people that are there, and they're just completely over the top, horrible, you know, people. And they were talking about this anthropologist that went online and found this ancient site called Friendster.
Yeah.
And it was talking about how...
I remember Friendster.
And it was talking about how there hadn't been any activity on Friendster he found since 2005.
Poor Friendster.
And don't go and...
I feel sorry for you, my Friendsters.
I don't, because I know the people. I know people inside of Friendster that had done great work that whoever the powers that be decided to not follow it. And they would have been right up there with Facebook when it comes to, you know... Yeah. Following and gaining people, and now I think Indonesia and Brazil are the two top places that are that use Friendster.
Well, good for them. Love them. No, you know, you got to be careful though. One quick thing I was going to say.
Tribe.
MySpace.
Huh.
MySpace. Okay, I found out some family secrets on MySpace. You know, well, not family secrets. Things that come out. Like one of my cousins, who's 19 and unmarried, just had a baby recently, and I first found out she was pregnant from her MySpace profile.
She posted that she was pregnant on MySpace?
Before she told, like, the whole family knew, yeah.
Wow.
I know. So, you know, because she told all her friends before the family, and she told them all via MySpace. And I'm like, one of her friends, I'm like, dude. And when she was under, you know, 18, I would be like, I went to her MySpace page, and she'd friends me, and she was telling about skipping out of school and going out drinking and smoking with her friends in Nashville because she lives in a small town in Kentucky.
Oh.
And I'm like going, honey, you know, I'm like, that's not good you're saying that there because I'm reading this. I don't know if your mom can read this, but I could tell your mom this. She shouldn't be like skipping out of school and going smoking and drinking in Nashville.
Well, it's just like, you know.
Maybe you should not post that blog if you have, you know, family members on.
Right, but we're also not talking about people that are the brightest anymore either, because you get people that will go out. There was just another woman in Oakland. I think she's a musical startup, or she's a hip hop wannabe star, something like that. And she was in the studio, and she came out of the studio and got jumped by three people that used to either be her friends or in the industry. And one person was notorious for just
beating people up.
Right. And so they were filming her being beaten up on like either a camera or a phone or a flip or something like that. They posted it less than 10 hours after the beating and were proud about it. Everybody yeah. in that video now is arrested for attempted homicide.
Yeah.
And they're all going there with absolute video proof that they put up themselves. There's a couple of gang guys that were busted for some couple of murders because they posted on their MySpace page boasting about capping a few MFs.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we're not talking brain surgeons, but the best thing is we're talking about the younger generation that doesn't understand about etiquette, and they're kind of narcissistic, yeah. and everything's about them, and, you know, and like the hills and whatever else, like this waste of human, like what's this what woman Heidi and guy?
Oh, Spencer.
What does anyone even put them on the TV for?
I don't know why we care, because I don't personally.
But here's the thing that's like, funny. No one seems to realize the minute you hit the enter button and you download anything on any of these sites or post anything out there, it's cached in some server somewhere.
Yeah.
And you're going to be 18 now or 17 or earlier. You're posting pictures of like the I'm stoned and drunk off my ass, naked, letting a bottle go up my butt pictures.
Oh, like that Miss America or one of them?
Yeah. But oops. That picture is going to be out there forever if someone really wants to look for it.
Yeah.
Even if you take it down. And you're going to be going and searching for a job, and they go and go to your public sites, and mm-hmm. every picture is a picture yeah. of you drunk.
Oh, wait. We're going to have to go to a song here. I think we're going to have to go to music. All right. And bye.
Princeton. He likes me, I think he likes me, but does he like me, like I like him?